This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. So we are back at Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got a lot to talk about. Almost 800,000 SUVs are being recalled due to a possible fire risk. We're going to talk about that. Nancy Pelosi looks like is going to still run. She's going to seek re-election. I don't believe she will be able to still maintain her role in Congress, Speaker of the House, because she had made a deal, I believe, with Democrats that she would leave in a few years. But Nancy Pelosi's still holding on. And being, I believe, 81, a remarkable longevity. But as we had said in the last segment, breaking news, Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is going to retire from the Supreme Court at the ripe old age of 83 to allow, by after months of pressure, to allow President Biden to nominate a new justice. Now, Biden had said on the campaign trail that if he were to get a vacancy, he would fill it with an African-American woman. This would be a historic first for the high court. So potential candidates include Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson, 51 years old, who was confirmed last year to the D.C.-based appellate court. She once served as a law clerk for Breyer and also worked as an assistant federal public defender and served on the U.S. Sentencing Commission. Another possibility, they say, would be Justice Leandra Kruger, 45 years old, who serves on the California Supreme Court and is a veteran of the U.S. Solicitor General's office. So members of Biden's team, according to CNN, have previously stressed that they are seeking diversity for judicial appointments and that they are prepared to break from the norm and consider those whose legal experiences have been historically unprecedented on the federal bench, including those who are public defenders, civil rights, and legal aid attorneys. Breyer was nominated and appointed back in 1994 by President Bill Clinton. Gosh, isn't that amazing how long it's been? We're talking almost 30 years now. Blows my mind. Just blows my mind. And so he, probably one of the more liberal judges, and as we spoke about before, I am not a fan of judges being, one way or another. I think, Kavanaugh, Amy Coney Barrett, Stephen Breyer, when they're all vetted and they're all, appointed or going through the Senate hearings and, they say, oh, no, I'm not going to put my personal beliefs, my personal beliefs will not have any bearing. Well, no, that's not how it ends up working out. So he had said it is wrong to think of the court as another political institution. He said it is doubly wrong to think of its members as junior league politicians. He said if the public sees judges as politicians in robes, its confidence in the courts and in the rule of law itself can only diminish, diminishing the court's power, including its power to act as a check on the other branches. He's 1,000% correct in that. But sadly, the court seems to, have this right-left, so it's, we'll see what happens. But remember I said 2022 is going to be no less dramatic. I believe that the nomination process, because he is going to serve till June, July, I think they're They go on vacation after June 30th. Then the Supreme Court is on vacation. I think a lot of members of Congress are going to be on vacation. Then Biden will quickly nominate a successor. I'm sure they've already kind of, like I said, they already have a short list. And then they want to nominate who could already then begin by October 3rd. So Biden used to be a former chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee. So he knows how the confirmation process works. And the president gets their choice. You know, I understand there was, Obama, couldn't, nominate, who's now currently Attorney General. And I apologize. I'm having complete brain farts right now. Merrick Garland. And so he, because it was his last year, wasn't going to get through. And then Trump was able to nominate Gorsuch. Trump was also able to nominate Kavanaugh and then Amy Coney Barrett. After Ruth Bader Ginsburg died, they got through the nomination of Amy Coney Barrett. Democrats were picked, wanted to stack the court. And so there was pushes if anybody was older, rather than waiting for them to pass away. Democrats do control the Senate, slim margin, so they could pave the way for the nominee. And as I said before, usually whoever's the incoming president does get to choose. What is going to be, though, fascinating from this is, and we're coming into a midterm election, so there's no way to get around politics. We are coming into a midterm election, and the Democrats are going to need to double down on things that they believe their base want. Republicans are doubled down on theirs. But there's a lot of people that are swayed. They might not have liked Trump, might have voted for Biden, or, who knows. Again, a lot of questions on the election and mail-in ballots, et cetera. But for the most part, there's a lot of people kind of, I don't know if I like where we're going. I don't know where we're going. Don't think that there's going to be any sort of, maybe we'll have a less liberal judge, just in case you have a lot of independents or people on the fence for the midterms. It shouldn't be liberal versus conservative. But I believe that Biden will make good on his promise. He will nominate an African-American woman to the bench in terms of her political leanings. Most of the time, because of how crucial the Supreme Court is in rulings on Obamacare, on abortion, on mandates. Even though, interestingly, 5-4 majority did support the mandate, the healthcare mandate, for vaccines, they did, from a 6-3 majority, conservative versus liberal, throw out the mandate for private businesses. So we'll keep you guys posted on that. But just breaking news, Stephen Breyer will be retiring from the Supreme Court, allowing Biden to appoint a judge. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, we knew this would happen, that with all the Omicron cases, there would be a new one brewing. And I had spoken to you guys about how I'm very confused that a lot of our COVID tests aren't picking up Omicron. I'm like, maybe it's a different virus. I tested negative 3 times for COVID. Negative 3 times for COVID. Still have a cough. No, I don't smoke. I don't vape. Got sick after New Year's. Felt crummy a couple days, nose running, cough, headache, no fever, no body aches. Tested, negative. Tested again, negative. Went to a conference this week, right before the conference. Tested, negative. I got my at-home test kits. They were made in China, so I haven't used them yet. I'm sure they're fine. Everything else, you know, that we have, that we buy and use are from China, but I'm still a little, reluctant to, again, when we still don't know where COVID came from and China's role to, again, use something made in China. But, you know, we got our free tests from President Biden. I'm appreciative we got our free tests, but I think it would have been nice if it wasn't made in China. But it is. So I was wondering if maybe what we're dealing with is a couple different strains. Because you have some Omicron-infected people getting a fever and, boom, testing right away positive. Yet the majority of people are not testing right away positive. And then either a few days later they're testing positive, or some even a week. So I have suspected maybe we're looking at another virus and maybe, or another strain that might just not be getting picked up. Well, now we are being told that, yes, there is another strain. There is a sub-variant of Omicron, either baby Omicron, the son of Omicron, all sorts of, different names for it. And baby Omicron is called sub-variant BA.2, whereas Omicron is BA.1. And so I apologize because my computer is just being ridiculous. This quote-unquote mutant or variant is apparently very common in Asia and Europe. USA Today says in Denmark, it made up to 45% of all COVID cases in mid-January, up from 20% 2 weeks earlier. So this is the BA2. I think in Texas alone, they've identified at least three, and they're calling it a stealth variant because it kind of all of a sudden snuck in and is now just rising around the world. Are we worried about it? Do we think BA.2 is going to be the next killer virus? At this point, no. Right now, they're not calling it a variant of concern. But the World Health Organization says, look, we don't have enough current evidence right now to suggest it's going to worsen COVID transmission, illness severity, efficacy of vaccines. Basically, we just don't know right now. But it's another variant. So 40 countries have reported cases now. And again, this is like over the weekend or over the last few days. Like, wait, do we have a new variant now, BA2? So it's a sub-variant of Omicron. This isn't baby Delta. It's not Delta Plus. It's not Deltacron. I know there's been a lot of, remember, Deltacron looked like it had a combination of Delta and Omicron. And then some people thought it might have been contaminant. So this is not Deltacron. It's not Flurona. It's not Chlamydia. It's not gonorrhea. This is just a sub-variant of Omicron that might have spread because when you have, and it's no surprise, nothing that I should think should panic anybody, but when you have millions of people get a virus within a matter of weeks, right? After Christmas, everybody in America seemed to get COVID, and it seemed to be the Omicron strain. It's going to have, zillions of opportunities to replicate. When it replicates, there's a chance, a mathematical probability that there is going to be mutations. And in fact, things mutate all the time. Our skin cells mutate. We have things that mutate or they don't do what they're supposed to. But we have things in our body that identify the rogue, like remember the stormtrooper in Star Wars? Stormtrooper didn't want to, be a stormtrooper anymore, and then he defected. Then everybody went after him, the New Order went after him, whatever. Yeah, Star Wars analogy. Remember, I was at Disneyland last week. That's kind of what the body does. If the body sees something go rogue, not do something right, it'll either get ejected, right, or it gets killed. So when you have millions of people dealing with Omicron and you have zillions of opportunities for mutation, many of the time these mutations also don't really work to their advantage. It'll mutate and then it'll just not be able to replicate, or just something doesn't go right, because in order for it to be, that complex specimen, as we've seen with Delta, as we've seen with Alpha, Beta, wild type COVID, things have to go right. So there's more of a probability than not that if you get a mutation with replication, that it's going to hurt it more than help it. Sadly, there are, for us, good for the virus, sad for us, there are times where a mutation or a variation helps. And this survival of the fittest, the whole Darwinian sort of theory, is that if you, let's say, do have something different about you, and that becomes an evolutionary advantage, you can make progeny that then has that same trait. And so, being blonde, being blue-eyed, being brunette, being brown-haired, being redhead, being, you know, all my redheaded friends said, man, this, we're lucky. I'm like, I get you. I mean, I gotta dye my hair blonde, looks a little reddish. I have to, like, artificially make this happen. A lot of guys, you were born that way, and you just were blessed, you know? And it was technically a mutation that did that. So, you're going to be able to find a partner, you're going to be able to propagate, you're going to be able to carry that gene, and that's how evolution works. Just like with you know, the whole Darwinian survival of the fittest. You have a zebra that has some sort of speed or wiliness, able to get away from a cougar. I think cougars or lions eat zebra. Then that zebra may be able to pass that on to baby zebra. So what's happening with COVID is not all mutations will help it, but if that COVID is able to get into a cell a little better than another COVID, which is why these spike protein mutations you keep hearing about, these N501Ys, these E4A4Ks, all these spike protein mutations were ones that actually worked in that virus's favor, help to get around your gaiters and facial coverings that you've been mandated to wear that don't seem to work, help it get around some of the immunity, the natural immunity or the vaccine-related artificial immunity. We've called it artificial immunity, but I think they want to get away from that because it has like a stereotype to it, artificial, so they call it vaccine immunity. But, you know, yeah. So this BA2, no surprise, they say over 8,000 cases of BA2 have been identified since November 2021 in the United States. This variant has been here. Not sure where it originated. So I know some of you guys are like, okay, well, where's patient zero? You know, and what country did they come from? Could have happened to any of us. The first sequences were submitted from the Philippines. Numerous cases have been detected in various places, Europe, South Asia. Given rising numbers, World Health Organization is asking scientists to watch and study the new subvariant separately from Omicron. According to Dr. Meera Chaud, she said it is the nature of viruses to evolve and mutate, so it's to be expected that we will continue to see new variants emerge as the pandemic goes on. I think Fauci and I think a lot of people have said, look, guys, I don't think it's going to get eradicated. We don't think COVID is going to be eradicated. So maybe they're going to kind of lighten up on the mandates. I don't think so. Maybe they'll kind of lighten up on some of the previous recommendations on we have to, you know, 14 days to flatten the curve. We have to kill this virus. I remember people on Facebook were posting, everybody vaccinate so we could kill the virus and eradicate the virus. And I'm like, who told you that? Who has been giving you misinformation? Oh, no, the misinformation are the people talking about ivermectin and fluvoxamine and talking about how N95 masks are better than the other masks because all the masks are good. That's the misinformation. The misinformation is leading the country to believe that they just have to do one thing. They just have to vaccinate and everything's going to go away. Yeah, I agree. We shouldn't have misinformation, but man, was it spewed on all sides. 1-877-DOCTOLLY, don't go away.
Are Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The bottom line, Putin deserves to be sanctioned now.
That's Republican Senator Lindsey Graham of South Carolina speaking on Fox News. Graham continues on why he believes Putin should be sanctioned.
He's put over 100,000 troops on the Ukraine border. We're having to withdraw American citizens and government officials because of the provocation. He's destroying the Ukrainian economy. He's thrown the world in a ditch.
Graham also believes more weapons and supplies should be sent to Ukraine so they can defend themselves from a potential invasion by Russia. The current death rate from COVID-19 is almost as high as during the Delta variant surge last fall. Statistics from Johns Hopkins University show the average daily of coronavirus deaths passed 2,000 last Friday and was up to 2,033 by Sunday. This is USA Radio News. Virginia Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin has established a tip line for parents to report if their child's school is teaching racist critical race theory in classrooms. Youngkin saying the tip line is for parents to send us any instances where they feel their fundamental rights are being violated, where their child is not being respected, and where there are inadvertently divisive practices in their schools. The COVID-19 booster push in the United States is slowing down.
The CDC reports 40% of fully vaccinated Americans have received a booster dose. The average number of booster shots dispensed per day in the U.S. has plummeted from a peak of 1 million in early December. It fell to about 490,000 as of last week. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So Nissan is recalling almost 800,000 Rogue SUVs, 2014 to 2016, over a fire risk. They say the problem stems from a poorly sealed connector under the dash that can corrode and heat up. They said the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and Nissan announced, it's funny. Some sources are saying 793. This source is saying 699,000. So most of the sources I'm seeing is almost 800,000 SUVs are being recalled for the fire risk. Well, anyway, according to CNET, about 700,000 are being recalled over concerns about the faulty electrical connector. The recall specifically pertains to an under-dash connector that can corrode if exposed to water and or road salt from the driver's footwell. If the connector becomes corroded, it can heat up and potentially cause a fire. There's right now no fix available for the issue. So it's probably going to have to do with the sealant. The owners of affected vehicles can expect to be notified by Nissan via email on or around March 2nd, alerting them of the issue. Nissan will send out a second round of communication once the problem has been solved and will let owners know to come to their dealer for the repair, which will be performed free of charge. Now, USA Today is saying there's 793 cars. It's the Nissan Rogue, the top-selling vehicle. Maybe you guys could answer this for me. Are the Nissan Rogue electric vehicles, or are they still fuel? I'd like to know because, I've been kind of trying to watch, and it's really, really hard to get some, I know Nissan is moving to electric vehicles, and I didn't know what the Rogue was per se, but I'm very, very concerned about the fires with the, electric cars and the hybrids. And so if there's any good to this, it's find out all the issues now, unravel a lot of the, the mystery behind what could be going on and any sort of, get out all the kinks. Because sadly, when we heard, was it Henry Ruggs of the Raiders was in that horrible crash, the horrible DUI? I think he was going, 145 miles an hour? The woman that he struck and her dog, bystanders said they could hear her screaming while her car was on fire. And I believe she was in a hybrid. And so these are things where, we keep hearing about cars going on fire after accidents. And mind you, gas tanks, sparks, cars can, go on fire. That does happen. But is it going to be more of a thing with electric cars? Thus far, the data say no. But, I'm just wondering. So if any of you guys have a little bit more information on what's going on with Nissan and these Rogue, just let me know if they're electrical vehicles, hybrid or not. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, guys, tax season's underway. So we're dealing with the 2022 tax season. This is going to be the third tax season disrupted by the pandemic. In fact, the IRS already is preparing people for a, quote, bumpy tax filing season. The IRS Commissioner Chuck Reddick said earlier this month that in many areas we are unable to deliver the amount of service and enforcement that our taxpayers and tax system deserves and needs. It's going to be frustrating for taxpayers, IRS employees, and for me. They say, unfortunately for taxpayers, they cannot forego participating in this tax filing season, which will run from until April 18th. I don't see why you need to forego it. If you have to pay taxes, you pay taxes. What I also don't understand is why the tax system is so complicated. Make it a flat tax, percentage-wise, everybody pays the same percentage, whether it's 8, 9, 10%. Those who are wealthier obviously pay a higher percentage than those that are middle income. Obviously, there's a cutoff for, those only making $100, $1,000. Doesn't make sense to collect taxes on them. But it should be simpler. Instead, we just keep hiring more IRS agents to deal with a tax code that is very confusing. Excuse me. They say many families have more tax items to navigate this year than ever before, all while working with the IRS that is underwater. So there's going to be some changes that they want us to be aware of. So the federal government sent out three rounds of economic impact payments over the course of the pandemic, including a $1,400 payment last spring as part of the American Rescue Plan. These payments were made available for single filers earning under $75,000 and families earning under $150,000. They said if you're still waiting on that payment, Tax filing season is the time to let the IRS know. This is coming from Fox Business. So families with new children born last year may be able to claim an additional $1,400 credit on their tax return. They say it's also important to remember that any adjustment on your return for stimulus payments will be in the taxpayer's favor, so you will not have to repay tax on payments sent out last year. Now, that's according to Fox Business. I like to talk a lot about taxes, especially medical deductions, which we're going to be giving you guys a little bit later in February. Now, they say a bigger child tax credit may lead to a smaller refund. They said your tax refund is an interest-free loan you give to the government throughout the year. Despite this fact, they say many families use tax refunds as an opportunity to fulfill important financial obligations. Like we get a tax refund, we get to put down a down payment, new vehicle, whatever. But as part of the ARP, the child tax credit increased from $2,000 to $3,000 for older children, $3,600 for younger children. The payments started going out on a monthly basis, were available to all households. They say households claimed the entire credit at tax filing season, but this past year, families received up to half of their child tax credit in advance. No wonder the IRS is confused. I'm confused. They said if you received advance payments throughout the year, that's obviously going to impact your refund. I mean, makes sense, but for those of you forgetting about that, some families may have a larger refund if they never got the credit before. If you did receive the full child tax credit prior years, you'll probably get a smaller refund because part of the credit was already sent out last year. I don't think it's a yearly credit. They say this does not mean that your taxes were raised or that you're missing out on potential tax benefits. It's just, it's simple math. Your unemployment benefits are going to be subject to tax. As part of the pandemic relief, the U.S. substantially increased federal unemployment benefits. While filing taxes in 2021, the first $10,200 was exempt from federal income tax. Not the case this year. Unemployment benefits will once again be taxed as ordinary income, making it important for those who receive benefits to check how much was withheld from their taxes. Taxpayers in most situations are automatically opted into tax withholding. So when you get your unemployment benefit, rather than going, okay, I'm going to have to owe a bunch at the end of, you know, the year, they could already be withheld as you get your benefit. So if not, yes, you will be paying taxes on that. So the IRS has a backlog, we're being told, of 8 million returns from last year, still needs to be processed. Why are they so behind? COVID, people working from home, I don't know. But being that backlogged, they are telling everybody to expect that it is going to be pretty bumpy. And so you might not get your tax refund in time. What we are recommending is do your taxes early. Make sure you also do them correctly. This is not the time to do it wrong. There's a lot of push to audit and make sure people that haven't been paying are paying. That's why there was all this controversy over the banks, which I believe banks and entities have to be more transparent with people having interactions more than $600. Because remember for years, they're like, you know what, if it's under $600, we don't have to report it. We don't have to claim it. We don't have to bring it up. No. Now, it's not just relying on you. It's relying on, now, they're going to get data from other entities. How they're going to reconcile it is beyond me. So, pack your patience, people. 1-877-DOCTOR.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hello, I'm a bald person, which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not-so-convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is ShopSuperTea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DrDahlia, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, you know, we talked a little bit about Disney a while back. And as, you know, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, they're going to have to kind of take a new approach to avoid stereotypes. Peter Dinklage from Game of Thrones, multiple movies have kind of brought up, you know, no offense, but, you know, it's fantastic. They're, you know, he said, I was taken a little aback when they were very proud to cast a Latina actress as Snow White, but they're still telling the story of Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Take a step back and look at what you're doing there. It makes no sense to me. And so Disney said they are going to be reevaluating how they approach the dwarves, and we spoke about that. But one thing I had brought up was how Disney movies seem to always have a dead parent. Not all of them, but the majority of them do. So, 1938, Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Snow's biological mother died. Her stepmother is the Evil Queen. In 1941, Dumbo was parentless in the movie. In 1942, Bambi's mom was killed. In 1950, Cinderella, the most famous princess to ever live, is motherless. And then she's haunted by her big-footed stepfamily, right? Because they couldn't fit their feet. They tried to pretend to be, I don't know, her, and yeah. In 1951, Alice in Wonderland. Alice was apparently orphaned and taken care of by a governess. In 1963, The Sword of the Stone came out. Arthur is also an orphaned boy, 12 years old. 1967, The Jungle Book. Mowgli found parentless in the movie. 1989, The Little Mermaid came out. Ariel's mother, Queen Athena, was killed and left her father Triton to raise her and her sisters. In 1992, Aladdin, Princess Jasmine is motherless. I think her mother died. Tarzan, Lilo and Stitch, Emperor's New Groove, Cusco, they all lost their parents. 1994, not a dry eye in the house, because there was a scene where Simba loses Mufasa. I mean, it's just every movie. Pocahontas, 1995. Apparently her mother had passed away a while back. And the most colorful, the comical of the Disney films, Finding Nemo, wasn't exempt from it either. Nemo's mom was eaten in the opening scene. In fact, when my kids were younger, I would skip to chapter 2. Because it was such a dark scene, and my kids were just so young, that I'm like, you know why? So, that's the question everybody has. Why all the gloom in nearly every Disney movie? Why? Well, one theory was brought forward by Disney producer Don Hahn. And he revealed in an interview to Glamour that Walt Disney tragically lost his mom when he was younger. But he was already an adult. So, in 1938, he was, I think, riding on the success of he was starting to be very successful, especially with Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. And so he purchased a home for his parents. The gas furnace, I guess, was faulty. So he sent his studio men over to fix it. Unfortunately, the repair was not adequate. It eventually leaked, and his mother, Flora Call Disney, soon died of, I guess, asphyxiation. Now, Walt Disney grieved, and we believe he felt guilty that it was his fault because he bought the house. It was his team that tried to, you know, fix it. And so they believe that maybe what he did is that he interweaved this tragedy into his work to deal with his guilt. Another theory is that Disney Films wanted to mix fairy tale with the reality many children face, adding a sense of realism to the stories. Now keep in mind, 1938 was the start of World War II, even though the U.S. wasn't involved until Pearl Harbor, 1941, and got deep into it by 42. Many, in that generation, a lot of people had lost their father, and they were being raised by their mother. Or they were motherless, mom died, got sick, whatever, and kids had to be raised by other people. So I'm wondering if in the 50s and 60s, there was much more of a sense of orphaning, where that was more common than people having both parents around. I believe my mom's uncles and father lived in a family where there was one parent, because one died. So, another theory is that Walt Disney wanted children to feel like heroes. And a film where a child battles evil without the help of mommy and daddy infused this sense of empowerment to his target audience. Because remember, for kids, the target audience was kids. You need the adults engaged. You need the adults. But, because when you look at all these characters, you're like, wait a second. You got Jafar. You got Aladdin. Where's Aladdin's mommy? You know, I mean, if I was Aladdin's mommy, I would take down, you know what I mean? I would team up with the genie. You know, same thing with, if I was it Simba? If I was Simba's mommy, I would be all over Scar. And so these children have to be heroes, and everybody's always like, where's the mom and dad? You know, like all these kid movies, these kids are doing these things, like, where's the parents? And they always have to, in these movies, show that, the parent, like Ferris Bueller, the parents are busy, and the parents are working, or the parents are out of town. Home Alone. That exact, remember I told you guys it's the same story, different day? There's like 11, I was taught there's like 11 true stories, and then every story is a takeoff of that. So you have Home Alone. The kid becomes a hero. But the parents have to be somehow out of the picture. Parents are stuck because it's Christmas time, can't get a flight. Kid is forced to make decisions on their own and save the day. So I get that. I think all of these, I think all of these theories are possible. But it's interesting how back then Walt Disney, and again, we obviously can't interview him, so this is just supposition. Had to, when he made a movie in entertainment, try to either add the realism or empower the viewer. We still do this today. A lot of people are concerned we manipulate. Yeah, I was speaking to, my friends about this over the weekend at the conference, how, you could watch a TV show and there'd be no politics. And then, like Will and Grace, one of my favorite shows, Will and Grace comes out with a new series recently, and every show they ripped on Trump. They even once made it all about the Trump White House. And I'm like, this was one of the funniest shows ever. It was fantastically done for years. Why did you have to put so much politics? And I don't think it's on the air anymore. And so, on one end, if Hollywood thinks, okay, great, we got the kids, we can be able to infuse what we want to infuse, and we'll be able to, we do need to watch out for that, because entertainment, I get that people want to teach, they want to tell a story, but, don't be trying to, infuse your politics. On the flip side, you do have an amazing opportunity when you have a captive children audience. And so you want to teach them good values. You want to teach them that poison is bad. You want to teach them that accepting food from strangers could be a bad idea. That there could be, what do we want to teach our kids? We want to teach our kids that not everything is a fairy tale. That there could be evil. There could be pedophiles out there. There could be traffickers. You could be sold as a sex slave. Now, you can't really put that into a Disney movie, but what they can do is make the evil creatures those that, sadly could resemble, strangers and to, not trust them. The problem is they always make them ugly, such that people trust, pretty good-looking people, and many times they're the ones that are evil. Like Ghislaine Maxwell. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.